بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين، محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم، تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. My brothers and sisters, many of you who have heard me speak about the whole concept of the of SBA and so on, you're familiar with my thinking as far as education is concerned. I want to just put those thoughts down in some sort of framework so you can give it some thought. What I have to say is relevant to everybody, not only to people who are in the teaching profession, because all of us are beneficiaries or sufferers of what goes in the name of education. There are two major problems that we have committed, two major crimes against humanity, I must say, really. One is the separation, and I'm talking about Muslims. One is the separation of theology from science and technology. The separation of Islamic, or what comes under Islamic sciences, which is basically the Quran and Sunnah, the Quran and Hadith, and the derivatives of that, which is fiqh, and then the rest of it, tafsir, and so on and so forth. So, but basically, the Kitab of Allah and the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We took these and we separated these from the rest of education, from what goes in the name of education, which is everything else, right? History, geography, mathematics, science, social sciences, politics, you name it. We put all of that into one basket, and we put this into one basket. The result of it was that people started living their lives as if Allah doesn't exist. Now, I know as Muslims we don't say that in so many words. We go through, and I'm talking about practicing Muslims, so-called practicing Muslims, meaning people who practice the rituals of the worship rituals of Islam. So we practice the worship rituals of Islam. But if you ask the average person, what is your connection with Allah? What does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mean to you? Does Allah exist in your life? Now, again, as I said, you won't say that in so many words, and you shouldn't say it as well. But the reality is that if you could say it, then you would say, the word you would say is nothing. Does Allah mean anything to you? No. Is Allah in your life? No. So what is the value of being a Muslim? We are Muslims like other people follow their religions almost on the same basis, which is that we have relegated religion, Islam, to some rituals of worship, and that's it, period. Now, that is not why and how Islam came. That is not why Islam came. That is not how Islam is to be approached. Islam came as a complete way of life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned Islam as the culmination, as the ultimate, the cherry on the cake, as far as Rasulullah and his ummah is concerned, and where he said, "Al-yawma akmaltu lakum dinakum wa atmamtu alaykum ni'amati wa raditu lakum al-islam adina." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that I have completed my blessing on you, and I have completed my gift on you, and I am pleased with Islam for you as a way of life. But what we have done is this separation. So therefore what happens is that we teach and learn about the world and about the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as if there is no God, as if there is no Allah. And we read the Quran and we read the Ahadith of Rasulullah as if there is no creation. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, even when He mentions His signs in the Quran, and there are so many places in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions His signs, meaning things from His creation, we just read the ayah. We just read the ayah, we focus on the correct pronunciation of that ayah. We even learn to recite it in a pleasant way. And maybe we look at even the meaning of the ayah, meaning the translation of the ayah. And that's it. We do not go beyond that step. We do not ask relevant questions which would take us out of the purely theological thing into the area of science, of natural sciences, and so on and so forth. There are many such examples in the Quran, which is what we do. And I believe that this is an injustice that we do to the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this very clearly. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the sign of people of intelligence. And there's a detailed lecture of mine on this. Many of you have heard it. Those of you who haven't heard it, I'm going to ask where to put the link into this for the reminder, so do listen to it. In Surah Al Imran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned His creation and mentioned the creation as signs of His power and glory and majesty. And Allah said that the intelligent people are those who remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala standing, sitting and lying down, and who research in the creation of the heavens and the earth. Now the key word there is and. Allah said wow. He used the word wow. He used the preposition wow instead of au, which is or. Allah did not say that intelligent people are those who remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala standing, sitting and lying down, or those who delve into the area of science. Allah said they are people who do this and that. And very interestingly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed us the sequence of that. So who are the intelligent people? Those who first recognize the Rabb Jalla Jalaluhu, and then they research in the creation. And that is the reason why when they research in the creation, they see the glory and magnificence of their Rabb Jalla Jalaluhu. Now without that, without recognizing Allah, even if they look at creation, they do not see, they don't understand what are the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like yesterday, I was having this conversation with this friend of mine who, and we've heard this from, you know, multiple people today, as far as this COVID is concerned. So he was also saying the same thing. He said, oh, you know, this is the earth which is giving us a message. This is the earth which is telling us this. The earth is mud, it's ground, right? The earth doesn't talk. The earth is a planet. It's like a grain of sand in the galaxies of planets in the Milky Way. What is the earth? The earth is dead. The earth doesn't talk. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu who is giving us a message. But the way we have learnt and studied, Allah doesn't come into the picture. So we say the earth is saying this and nature is saying this. What is nature? We say nature is telling us this. What do you mean nature? So the thing is that this is something we need to repair. We need to repair this very, very urgently, and we need to repair this. Oh, it's extremely, extremely important. Now, the biggest reason why it's important is because we have divorced Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the equation, we have removed Allah from the equation, it seems to us that Allah does not exist in that equation, whereas that's not the truth. And that's why I keep saying factor Allah into the equation, because He is in it anyway. The point I'm making is that what this has done is that it has taken away the sense of accountability to Allah that we have and we should have. Right? I'm going to talk about that more in the next further reminder. But think about this. The biggest problem with removing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from our education system is not so much marveling at His creation as in the physical creation. But we have forgotten that one day we have to meet Allah. And that one day we are going to be held accountable for what we have done or failed to do. Now that is a very, very major problem. If you look at the world today, this is the fundamental problem that is wrong with the world. And that is why the world has become what it has become. We have forgotten that we are accountable. More tomorrow, inshallah, just reflect on this for now. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ala nabi al-kareem wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.